6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
When you're getting ready in the morning, when you're working, or when you're simply looking to open your mind, download Mindset and listen to your favorite inspirational speeches of all time.
Yes, give you the final words. What's the last thing you want to say to the audience?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. A comedian in Las Vegas said, "How much do you think I have to hate you if I believe that Jesus is the way to heaven and not tell you?"
Wow.
Wouldn't you agree?
I agree with that. That's not what I'm arguing. You're deviating from the point. Why should I believe that Jesus was resurrected?
Because the historical evidence is that he really died
medical,
and he really rose from the
medical records and I'll believe it, okay? You show me Jesus Christ's medical chart, I'll buy into it. I'll be a Christian today.
Man, they didn't keep medical records in the first century.
Oh, that's so convenient, isn't that? That's wonderful.
No, rather, it's real convenient for you to say, knowing full well they didn't keep medical records in the first century, it's so convenient for you to say, all right, if you give me the medical records, then I'll believe. Talk about convenient. Give me a break. Come on, man, let's be honest. How convenient of you to say, unless we have it on Polaroid film, I can't believe it, knowing full well they didn't have Polaroid film in the first century. How convenient of you to say, well, show me the medical records from NYU Hospital, and then I'll believe Jesus rose from the dead, knowing full well NYU Hospital did not exist in the first century. Come on, man. Homer, Herodotus, Sophocles, Plato, Aristotle, show me the medical records for them, will you? Historical knowledge is not based on medical records, man. It's based on the trustworthiness of eyewitness testimony. And the eyewitnesses is that Herodotus and Aristotle and Cicero and Virgil really lived. They're not just figments of people's fertile imagination. And the historical evidence is that Jesus really lived, really died, and really rose from the dead. And eyewitnesses saw him risen from the dead. And they wrote what they saw. That's historical knowledge.
But these guys died claiming we saw Jesus risen from the dead. He is Lord. Which means if they didn't see him, they were lying.
But this isn't in any Roman writings. There's no record of this slaughter.
Eusebius records it wonderfully. That's right. Jesus was a schizophrenic. And so were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They were all patches of schizophrenics.
How on earth can you read the Gospels, the teachings of Christ, and conclude that the guy had mental problems? How on earth can you read the Sermon on the Mount and conclude that Jesus had mental problems? Come on.
Jesus goes to people who have a heart attitude. I want to know you. And the UT Austin student says, well, look what he did for Thomas. I mean, Thomas struggled with doubt. All the other apostles said, hey, Thomas, we saw Jesus risen from the dead. And Thomas said, not unless I can see him with my own eye. Not unless I can take my hand and put in the nail prints in his hands. Not unless I can take my hand and thrust it in the spirit in his side, will I believe. And one night all the disciples were together, including Thomas, and suddenly Jesus stood among them. And he went right up to Thomas and said, my man right here, take your hands and put them in the nail prints in my hands. Take your hand and thrust it in the spirit in my side. And Thomas stopped doubting and believed. And Thomas hit the ground and said, my Lord and my God. There was a genuineness to Thomas that was incredible. And you bet, when this genuine guy named Thomas hit a wall of doubt, he just couldn't get it. Jesus has risen from the dead? Jesus met him in his doubt. And he didn't say, you stupid idiot, why'd you doubt? And he understood Thomas's doubt, and he met him in that doubt. But you see, Thomas was no Pontius Pilate. Hey, Jesus, let's play a game. Thomas was no University of Florida student. Hey God, part the cloud right now. Shine a beam of sunlight down on me right now, and I'll believe in you. Hey God, I'm praying right now, A on this exam that I've not studied for. And if I get an A, I'll believe in you. If I don't get an A, I'm gonna cross you off. See, those are trite games. And God doesn't play those games with people. But a sincere guy like Thomas, oh yeah, God's right after him.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
My first point to you is use the good mind that God has given you. Look at the evidence. And my second point is be sincere, be genuine, and cry out to God. God, if you really are there, I want to know you.
Within Christianity, let's kind of break that down. Biggest difference between Christian, non-denominational Christians versus Catholicism versus LDS Mormonism.
All right. Catholicism and non-denominational Christian churches hopefully stick to the orthodox Christian faith. One God, three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, deity and humanity of Christ, sinless life, atoning death on a cross, resurrection, ascension to heaven, he's coming back a second time. Now, I've got a lot of wonderful Mormon friends, but I'm sorry, Joseph Smith made some big errors. And one of the biggest errors he made is, once again, the identity of Christ.
Mormonism, in its fundamental teachings, teaches that Jesus and Lucifer are brothers.
What?
No. Jesus is the eternal God. Lucifer is a created angel who fell, who rebelled against God. They are not brothers. And there are other reasons that I think it's very hard to follow Mormonism for intellectual reasons. You got to be intellectually honest. And Joseph Smith, nice guy in many ways, but boy, oh boy, did he ever twist some of the teachings of Christ, not the least of which is polygamy. You can't read the Bible and walk away saying polygamy's good. When Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines, the Bible's not saying, oh, that was good. When David had a few wives and some concubines, the Bible's not saying that was good. That polygamy that's recorded in the Old Testament is not saying, oh, polygamy's good. No, right at the beginning in Genesis 2:24, we read, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Not the 10 become one flesh, the two become one flesh. So God's purpose in creating us male and female is, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. That's not polygamy, that's monogamy.
Because Einstein understood, if the Big Bang is true, my pantheism, which means everything is God, is wrong. There's a creator. Because everything that has a beginning has a cause. The universe has a beginning, therefore the universe has a cause. And it's far more reasonable to believe in the beginning an intelligent mind caused it than to believe nothing caused it.
Right.
And that's philosophically unacceptable. Bang! What caused that? Nothing. That is stupidity. Rank stupidity. Everything that has a beginning has a cause. The universe has a beginning, therefore the universe has a cause. What is the best answer to the question, who caused the universe?
In that case, it would be God, right?
Yeah, God is the most reasonable explanation.
What I'm just saying is, why try and force your views on someone else? Or not force them, but why try
Thank
and...
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm not forcing anything on anybody out here.
Right, but why try and convert people to what you think?
Fine, let me answer that. I disagree with you when you say, if there really is a God, he can give us different religions that contradict each other and it's all equally true. No, I'm convinced that if there is a God who delights in speaking the truth, he's not going to give us contradictory messages.
Well, you see, it's not... You see, men err. They make mistakes all the time. I mean, people who believed in Christianity, people who believed in the Bible, how many countless lives have died because people believed in the Bible? The Crusades,
so what?
The Inquisition.
So what?
So what?
Yeah.
People are killing people in the name of God, and you say, so what?
Yeah, I sure do. Because that tells you nothing about God. It tells you a lot about those corrupt people.
So how can that...
So what's your point?
So I'm saying, why do I need religion?
Because, you don't.
You know, you say...
You do not you need say, religion.
You say Christian is the best. The Muslim guys say Islam is the best. And, you know, whoever has its religion say, that's the best. You should follow this because this is the best. Why should I follow any religion?
You should. Do not follow religion. Follow Jesus Christ, not religion. Religion has been used to justify the Crusades, the Inquisition, the Salem witch trials, enslaving African Americans. I think you'd be an idiot to follow religion. Jesus Christ is totally different from religion. I would never follow religion, never.
So you would just follow a guy?
I would follow God, I would follow Jesus Christ, yes sir. If you think I'm gonna follow American Christianity, no way. Absolutely no way. I'd be a fool to follow American Christianity. To follow Jesus Christ, that's radically different. Totally different. To follow Jesus Christ has nothing to do with being a Republican. Has nothing to do with being a Democrat. It has to do with following God, following Christ. That's the bottom line. Jesus talked about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. He called people to follow him.
And I'm still convinced that Satan is having a heyday in our culture, just ripping people away from Christ and ripping them away from the scriptures and having them buy into moral relativism, secularism. I mean, if you just think about the results of living a life without God, it's meaningless. That's why Albert Camus, the great French atheistic existentialist philosopher, said the only question modern man must answer is why not commit suicide? I mean, if your birth is an accident and your death is an accident, then the only thing that lies between these two accidents is another accident, your life. So why continue to suck wind? Why not just end it all? And his point was, If you don't think about that, you're being intellectually dishonest. And the good news of Jesus Christ is, no, your birth is not an accident, and your death is not an accident, and there's eternal life out there. So you better handle life very wisely and very carefully, and you better use the talents God has blessed you with to make this world more like heaven will be. And that's really understanding and coming to grips with the purpose of life.
If there is no God, if there is no God, you don't love a woman. You have a sex drive, and that woman satisfies your sex drive. If there is no God, your mom and dad don't love you. They have a drive to preserve the genetic pool, and that's why they care for you. I think he's right. Because if there is no God, you reduce reality to matter and energy. That's what all there is to reality. Now, my experience of life contradicts that. I know B.F. Skinner says I'm dreaming, but I disagree when I say I am free to respect you or to be disrespectful. In fact, last night I sat on my bed. No, I didn't. I sat in the car going home with my buddies, the place we're staying. And I said, you remember that blonde-haired guy who was standing over there yesterday? Remember how intense I came on to him? That was really wrong of me. If he's out here again today, I'm going to have to apologize to him. See, I am capable of self-reflection, self-judgment.
So you think?
I'm convinced. Nietzsche to me, God is dead.
Yesterday you said the Lord, Jesus Christ, is God.
Yes?
But Jesus Christ is crucified, he's dead.
Hey, he rose from the dead.
Well, where is he?
Where is he?
Yeah.
He's in heaven.
Ah, now he's dead then.
No, he's alive.
I mean, you know, when you die and you go to heaven, when you die and you go to heaven, you're dead. I mean, you're not in life. That's my, philosophy of...
Let's go over it step by step. He died on a cross. He was put in a tomb.
Oh, we know that. We know the story. We know everything.
I don't think you all do.
We
Maybe
know
you
the
do.
Story.
I don't think everybody here does.
Yes, we know it. Everybody here knows. Everybody can... Well...
He was put in a tomb. A stone was rolled in front of the tomb. A Roman guard was set to make sure that nobody would steal his body.
Yes, we know
all
the story.
All of his disciples dispersed in disillusionment. Case closed. The guy's dead.
There we go.
3 days after that, they saw him risen from the dead.
No, that's right. I'm following. You're right.
Right.
I agree. I know that. We know that. Everybody knows that.
So they saw Jesus over a period of 40 days. He appeared at different times in different places, risen from the dead.
That's right.
Then he ascended to heaven.
True.
So you ask me, where is Jesus now? Well, he's not over in Palestine. He ascended to heaven.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantanja products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. CompoundHERS.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through HERS, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, HERS has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.